no, but Yeshua Falak. Okay.
Does that mean, just to do that question?
Yeah. In other words, yes, last week. Okay. Give me. Okay. Yeah, last week we were doing Inyani Birkas HaGomel, so this week we'll also do Birkas HaGomel, and Bez Hashem next Sunday we'll do the Haggadah, Shomei Kohona by the Haggadah. And then I made a packet for Haggadah things, so we have what to do. So we discussed last week the discussion of Shomei Kohona by Birkas HaGomel. So we saw in the Or Yitzchak, everybody wanted to suggest that if somebody's making Hagomel, and what they do in shuls, they give a klap, and they say, anyone who needs Hagomel should have Kavana to be Yotzei, and right, they do that all the time, especially when people go back from yeshiva, when the people are flying, according to the shitas that you hold, that if you're flying, you have to say, Hagomel. So then one guy is saying it, and then these anonymous other people in the crowd are saying it. So everybody thought that that's not called being Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lifnei Asara, unless they themselves, each one themselves, comes up and says it, or maybe if somehow they're Nikar, which are the ones. Now you want to know what if the whole shul needs Hagomel? So the question would be: is it noticeable? Do we know who they are? Or if it's everybody, then maybe he would say, since we know who they are. We saw that the Chasam Sofer disagreed with that. Chasam Sofer was made Hagomel for the whole shul, and apparently they needed it also. I don't know exactly what the case was. There are two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch whether you need a Sara Likuvah or not. But assuming that L'chadchili is supposed to have a Sara, so then it's not. So what Rabbi was complaining is it's not right that what they do, this minhag that they do in the shuls or in the yeshivas, to have one person be motzi anyone who needs to say Hagomel, and we not even aware of who the people are, so you can't really say that's Bifnei Asara. Because Shomei Kohona, the way we saw it written in the sources from the packet from last week, is only when the only thing you have to do is speak. By Kiddush. The only thing you have to do by Kiddush is speak. So then you can make Kiddush for me. Even though they have a taina on that, the Chazon Ish has a taina. If that's true, that's not really true. That by Kiddush, the only thing you have to do is speak, because by Kiddush you have to make Kiddush al kos. So maybe that's. So that's where Rabbi held. Rabbi holds that if you say, make an announcement that anyone who needs to bench Hagoymel should be yotzei with this person's bracha. He says he thinks it's not good. It's a chisaron in Bifnei Asara. Because it's only Bifnei Asara, for the person who's doing it orally. But the other people who are quiet, it's not Bifnei Asara. Hello? Hello? Okay, I'm in the middle of Shir now. I'll call you back shortly. Okay. Okay, so that's the. Right.
And there's no one else.
Right.
Well, these are like the colony, when the colony of Mahat and Minion. In other words, if you have a minion of 10 colonies, that's good for folks who know there's a God. Even if there's no one in front of them.
Yeah.
It's just the same
depends what if Rabbi meant is you need to know who the people are. No, the other people have to know who they are.
No, but you have a minion of 10, so all of whom were traveling.
Right, so all they all know each other, right. Maybe. I still think that according to that shita, you know, it still probably wouldn't be the ideal. It would probably, the body would probably hold, the ideal would be that each one should go up and say it in bifnei the other one, then the second one.
But you even though you have bifnei asora here, actually.
No, because if you want to say it's like Shomeka only say when the only thing you have to do is medaber, so the, but here, no, the only thing you have to do medaber fnei asara. So then maybe the whole Shomeka ona, as we saw quoted last week, the whole Shomeka ona doesn't apply once there's a din of fnei asara. So lechatchila. I think everybody would say that's also not good on the l'chadchila level. So therefore, you should spend the extra time here in Harari. He holds that every single person should come get up separately. What? Everyone says it's separate. They don't have. They don't say one person. Yeah. I mean, some yeshivas they say they yeah. Yeah. They come back from Eretz Yisrael, right. So each one. You get up. Yeah. So that's where everybody holds is the proper thing to do. So it's in a chanami, that's the proper thing to do. Even if Pasha says even if each one knows who they are. He said even, you know, if certainly if they're not unidentified and identify aliens. No, they're unidentified. So, for states, they're unidentified. But even if they are identified, Pasha says it's still a chesara of bifnei asara. So, on a chatchila level, you know, it would. Even though, you know, on the other hand, you know, we have an adifus that. Rovam Hadras Melech means that we have a concept that say five people are putting on their talis. No one does this bisman is there, because everyone walks into shul at a different time. But say five people walk into the shul at the same time in the morning, and they each have to make a bracha on the talis. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that one person should make the bracha for everyone. Not everyone make their own private bracha. That's the din of Rovam Hadras Melech. So on the other hand, you would think that maybe fakir, you should have what? You should have one person make for everybody. So that's what everybody said, that since it's a din of bifnei asara, that's a chisaron of bifnei asara. I think it's very mistaber. And the tshuva shor says that. No, because it does say beferish that you can say Shomeya Ka'ona, you know, but he thought if you hold that Zaman Dorma that you don't need Bifnei Asara, then, but if you hold Bifnei Asara, then the Chesaron is Bifnei Asara. Yeah. I told you, when someone comes to me Friday night for the meal, I don't offer. Do you want to say your own kiddush? I don't offer.
I just noticed that.
You noticed that, right? You coming to the Shabbos? You'll be here the Shabbos?
I think so.
Okay, so you'll come for both meals. He's in the Broyers choir. And a custom. I'm mocking you that everyone should not make their own kiddush. Chassidim, yeah. That works. It's a problem with the Chassidim because the Chassidim have big families, and they want everyone to say Kiddush also. Yeah, so it goes on. It goes on forever with the Chassidim. Yeah, so what can I tell you? So that's the advantage of the non-Hasidic. One kiddush for everybody. If somebody asks, I'll let them. If they ask, but I try to not have. I don't offer. If you'd like to make your own kiddush, I don't say that. But really, if you'd like to make your own kiddush, don't. But if you're gonna really ask, then I'll. Yeah. That comes up every once in a while.
Yeah.
Right. Sometimes you have about. This comes up a lot in life. And that's another thing. Sometimes the balabas just mumbles the words and you can't hear. So then I say, I'd like to make my own kiddush.
Can a person quietly with the balabas, please do the balabas?
I think that's fine.
Can you do it quietly?
Yeah, but what about for your wife? How's she going to be upset? Right?
Yeah,
it's a problem because people don't know basic Ivra. That's a very big problem. What? Right. People don't know Ivra. Forget big lumdas and big sites and deceivers. Just, you know, read the word. Yeah. And what does the body say about that?
Adi.
Yeah, I don't know why people do that.
Because
no, but some people just mumble, you know, just get scrambled and mumbled.
Yeah.
That's the problem. So if you have a chashash, if you have a chashash, so in the beginning you should have in mind that you want to make your own, you know.
My grandfather was specific even by people that say a soft dollar, he's specific if
you said. A soft dollar?
Like sad, you say duh, or like the soft dollar, like I know.
A soft dollar?
Yeah,
what's
like
a soft dollar?
You could say dollar with like a duh or ado.
Ado.
Meaning like sad, like say the D is
sad.
Like
a sad.
You could say ado. A lot of people say it like that.
Ado.
Or like ado, sad.
As opposed to
ado.
Ado and versus
ado.
Ado. Hello.
Yeah, it's a very common thing. I got
my
He's specific
in the accent,
I think. He said Mustama,
I think
he said Mustama not. Mustama not,
not what? He, when I asked him, he said, like, he made like a, like, probably not asked, more than
once. He said, probably that you're not Yosef. Probably not Yosef. Yeah. Ado.
I know. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, page 1, Arba Tzrichim Lahodos. So we have the four people. Yordei Hayam, Hochei Midbaros, Kol Levin Esrape, Chovosh Beveis Asur. The Simnomon, V'chol Lachayim Yoduch Hasela. So the Chayim is the Chola, the Yorde Hayam, the Yisurin, right, Yisurin, and what? Members of Midbar. Okay, so in the Be'er Heitev, he has an interesting discussion. Take a look. Misha is chayv arbosim ein v'varchi im barachacha. So first he says, say you chayv all four. So you have to make four different... You know, I told you, that was the Maral says, that when we were in Yotzei Mitzrayim, we were really chayv in all four. Because we were Yotzei Mibes Hasurim, we were Chorlo Shenisrape, we were Hochei HaMidbar, we were Yordei Hayam, we had all four. So, but if a person, an individual person, was chayv in all four, he only makes one. Second, so if you take a look, then it says in Shulchan Aruch, Reish Yud Tes Daled, page 2. In Birich, Achev, Amar Baruch Hashem, Bekeinu Melech Olam, Shag Molech Kol Tov. So as he speaks in second person, Shag Molech Kol Tov, Ana Amen, Yatsa. So he's mevarech for his friend, but in second person. Like, thank Hashem who helped you out. So if he answers Amen, then he would be Yotze. One second. No, but he's saying it's still not the Shnei Asara. No, maybe. Yeah, but if you need Bifnei Asara, it's talking about Bifnei Asara. Yeah, he says the women do not do. Rav Abadi holds the women do. Like when they give birth. It's always a whole thing. I remember when my wife gave birth, and I brought a bunch of guys up to the apartment. I brought so many guys in the elevator that the elevator, like, stopped. So you have to be careful with the elevator.
They
have to mess
you
over. Yeah, maybe they... Exactly. Easy. Now what's the din? Do you have to have the same chiyuv? Say you want to be motzi somebody, but he was a cholish and a srafe and you were a yordei hayam. So the Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes this here. He quotes from, take a look on page 3. page 3. It's 3 lines from the bottom. 4 lines from the bottom. Mevarach hayev mevarach habracha al shayachole v'nisrape v'zeh shameach hayev habracha al shayachole holech b'midbar. Right? There was one guy was a holech in Isrape, and the other one was a holech b'midbar. Mestapek b'sefer orim gedolim b'drososov parshat tzav t'yishlomu d'yotzim b'lo anias amin odav b'anias amin eni yotze. He has a suffix in Parshas Tzav in the Sefer Orim Gedolim. Yeah, it's right here in the packet. Believe it or not, it's in the packet. Let's see where, yeah. Take a look on page 7. Page 7, you have a packet? Venera. You see where it says Venera? On page 7, the bottom right. Venera that he has died, he knows of a mind of Omer Rabbanu Kashisha Zal. The Rav also was Shemina Chova, the Zil Kari Be Ravu. What is Rav saying? The Rav saying, Arba Tzrichim Lahodos, right? Right? So, Arba Tzrichim Lahodos, and he gives you the 4 people. The Yordah Hayam Hochim Bidbaris Cholos Chavish Etzreser. So he says, "What's the Chiddush of Rav?" The Rav Lo Asa L'Shmini Chova the Zil Kari Be Ravu. Everyone knows that. That was the famous Takan of what? The Baal Shem Tov. That on by Mincha on Friday. You know, you say Hodu. You don't start Mincha with Ashrei. Remember, I used to go down by Rabbi Kzatzal. Always, you know, all the Svarish rituals like that. They start Hodu on Friday. You know, Ashkenazim don't know from these things. Ashkenazim says just regular Mincha Ashrei Yoshev Yisecha. Hodu. It's not that much the thing. It's the start of. He was masakin to say that capital to Hillam.
What was that?
I don't know. It's brought down what you're thanking Hashem for all the things you went through over the week. You know, so yeah, it's just you know, Hodu. Neil and his nadi knows of my daamru rabban kashisha zal the rav lo also shmina chova. Is it called be ravu? Of something means that we have the Quran knocked by some chad lishna. Yodu Hashem chazdoi. Minifla oisov. Right now they made a song, right? Hey, that's a song, right? That's a good chasin song. I guess you also have to thank Hashem for getting through dating. You know, all the things that you went through. You know, so you have to say hodu at the chasin. Yodu Hashem Chasdal, the Nifl Osov, Livnei Adam. Yodu Hashem. Have on me the Dechiv Hodosim Ol. Right, exactly. Right. Yeah. That's the one. So Yodu, have on me the Dechiv Hodosim Ol of Yoredis, Gifi Chomer Sakenosim. Vinei Yodei Hayam Holchei Midbar Shkulim B'Chomer Sakanosim Chamurim Yosef. In other words, if you're Yodei Hayam Holchei Midbar, that's the biggest sakana from Chovish B'Chola. Ki Huki Hatzar HaShovish Behem Shadal Higiu L'Sharei Moves. No suflem yordayam yordim tzulus v'holchei midbaris geilas hakana gam kvur lo yalahem. Right? So, in other words, they're all for a chashash chas v'sholem of Misa, but the others, the Yerde Hayam in the verse is also a sakana that they won't have kvura chas v'sholem. You know, but kvura lo yalahem, ki Yerde Hayam, Yerde Mimtsulos, Volke Midbaris, Lodomim Malpnei Hadama. You could ask on your pocket of them. Are you ashamed of monos with them? You saw them. Luckily, the new okay in Cholam Chavosh. But a Cholam Chavosh, you know, even though it could be Sakana, but there's no Chashash that they won't be brought to Kvura. Okay, and Malcolm Lomer, the Beisas of Osam, take the Chiv of the Osam, Shal Yoda Yam Chorfei Midwaris. In bechiv ha'oda, in person ha'oda, the boy ladu yichabe asar, the sivim room kalab, moshev zekhen miyaluk, the sivim yorda yam, we know asya ha'olchem medbar, shkulu him, loke chol of chove, shakalim. Whereas also you might think, that yorda yam, ha'olchem medbaris, is only maybe the concept of Yalu B'Kalam. Yeah, you have a Tehillim here? Someone want to give me a Tehillim? Mikroska, you have a Mikroska doll, do you have anything? Doi, 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 doi. Yes, it's on the shelf. Whose is this? Is yours? Well, you take me from the shelf. Take from the shelf. Take from the shelf. What? Is yours? Is yours? Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Take a look here. Yeah. You're the In other words, the pasuk of Yerum B'Kalam, Moshe V'Zakein Yichaluhu, is by the Yerde Hayam. By Yerde Hayam. So, who says that it applies to all the cases? Because Yerde Hayam, that's the biggest sakana. Not only the biggest, it's a sakana, plus there's a chashash that Chas V'Sholom, he won't, they won't find the body. So, so he says, may the Holchei Midbaros is Kukash to Yerde Hayam with that equal type of Sakana. But who says the other ones, the Cholish and Esrape, maybe that doesn't have to be Bifnei Asara. So comes Rav and says, Dal Tzrichim Hodos, that they're equal. That's the Kiddush of Rav. That we treat them equally. You follow? But you could say that the Yerde Hayam and the Holchei Midbaris, Yerde Hayam is where, by the pasuk of Yerkalu B'Kalam, that you have to do it publicly. You know, Bifnei Asara. So,
Yardei Midbaros,
Yardei Midbaros.
Well,
Yodei Midbaros. Oh, so we'll see that in a second. So that's, he's saying, what's the chiddush of Rav? Arba Tzrichim Lahodos.
Everyone knows Kippur Kup Zayin, you just have to have in the Shtibu. Then you'll know that Kippur.
So he says the chiddush of Rav is that we treat all four equally.
That even the ones that are more lenient, the Cholish and the Shrapa and the Yotam Beit Hatsurim, is more lenient, is less of a Hakara than the ones that are okay.
Well, why would we have the Indra again? Why would we not have the Indra again?
So he says the chiddush of Rav is that these four things that are mentioned in the Kapitel of Tehillim, we should treat them equally, and they say the same nusach habracha, the same thing. That's the chiddush. Even though some of them are more chomer. So he says, and that's what it says. Rabbi says you have to do it with Nehsara, so that's, he's explaining, that's Rav's Kiddush. Then it says, Miata Yishlodo on page 9, Miata Yishlodo Hechash HaMavarach Berech Al Shlom of Didei, Yon Sha'ala Ben Hayam. Vashamea Chalosh V'ispach V'chim Watsay Tzlo'ona Amen Yoti Yidei Chavasa B'Kavanasa. Yimamei V'Tovda Al Nisa Sha'ala Ben Hayam Shu Nidav V'lo Chova Shchata V'Shem Rifua D'lo Havi Shlom of Didei. Well, that's the Shlom of Yidei. The Chol Shekein Ha'adam Mechiv is Eich Yotza V'Rikas Chaveir B'Loni Yotamin Shere Eino Kuchir V'Shlom of Chaveir Shach Eino Chaveir V'Shlom of Yidei But after all, don't keep in Yom Kaze Afiyu Hana Shavei Amin La Yotzi Yidei Chavasa La Domi La Hi Rav Yehuda Rabbana Nasa Mavarachim Rav Yehuda Da'ana Amin Kulom Even though the Shlom of the Rav Yehuda And they talked about what about his mafresh a carbon for one of these things. But he used it for the wrong thing. He mechad olam in a yam, hifish toda, v'gam hu ba'atzmo chalav in a srape, hifish toda v'am v'hamakriv hichlif shol zu b'zu. Say he was mafresh two different carbonos, and the person who is mafresh the carbon when he was makriv for the refuah, he had the korban for the yam, and he switched the korbanos. So it says here.
brachy and make nechash and it's kind of more of a mech. One second, and then so it's decided by the Korbanos. The Korbanos got mixed up. He had two things happen to him. So he was mafrish a korban for the chayla, and he was mafrish a korban for the yam. Yeah. So he says, Me'ata yesh lodon on page 9, Me'ata on the right side, Heichesh ha-mevarech birich al shlom of the day. So it's all of in hayam. Vashomea cholosh v'itpach. V'kivin not says, V'lo ona amin, and yotzi yidei chavasa b'kavanosa. V'mamevi todo al niso sh'ol ha-ben hayam, shu nedava v'lo chova, v'nishchot l'shem refua, v'lo shlom of the day, v'lo hurtsu, the shlom of the day b'ina. Whereas, In other words, if you didn't answer Amen and you just listened, then it could be a not yotze, because if he did it for a different cause. Normally it says in Shulchan Aruch, even if you didn't answer Amen, you yotze with Shomei Ka'ona. But maybe that's only if it's the same thing. You both had Yerdei Hayam, or you both had... But if you didn't have the same thing, then maybe you're not Yotze, unless you answered Amen. But maybe even if he answered Amen, that's what he's saying. In other words, if it was the same thing, we both were chayla, and he answered, and so then even without Amen. If it was a different thing, then maybe it's not good. But if you answered Amen, then he has a suffix. Maybe if you answered Amen, so now you're making the bracha. So then you have in mind what you. But if you didn't answer Amen, then he thinks for sure it's no good, if it's a different thing. And even if you did answer Amen, maybe it's also still no good, because maybe the word of answering Amen, that his bracha for refuah now counts for you. But if you had a different cause, then not. So that's what he says. Me'ata, let's read it again. Page 9. Me'ata yesh lodun heichesh ha-mevarech birach al shlom of the day. He was making a bracha for his Yeshua. Olam and Hayam. Hashomea was not Olam and Hayam. He was a Cholish and Israfa, Cholish and Ispa. He came a lot, says, and he had Kavana, the law on Amen, in Yotze, Yidei Chavosu, and Kavanozo. Is he Yotze? He may be told Al Niso, because a person brought a korban on Nesha, Olam and Hayam, Unadom, Molochav, and Shchot, but it was Shechted, L'Shem Refua. In other words, he was Olam and Hayam, but the person who Shechted it for him, Shechted it L'Shem Refua. So that's no good, because it's not his Yeshua. So too, if a person made a bracha for Choli, and you didn't answer Amen, and you had in mind for your thing, it's also no good. Now what if you answered Amen? So then there's what to talk about. Maybe it's still no good, but then there's what to talk about. So that's the suffix. Again, so if it's the same cause, so you just listen to Yotze. Except for Rav Babadi's concern that maybe it's not the Fnei Asara. Right? But if
But if it's a different cause, and you didn't answer amen, you're not yotze. So in other words, a lot of times people say, whoever needs goymel should listen. So Rav Vadi holds it's not good because the people who are listening are not doing b'fnei asara. Because it's not shaykh to listen b'fnei asara. When you mishabech Hashem b'fnei asara, you have to articulate b'fnei asara. That's why Rav Vadi holds it's better to call every person up. Okay? You call them up.
But to be both someone else, what I'm glad to see it was about the time of the sorry, for sure, we've done that also. But what if, you don't get a sorry or people know who the person is, so it's so clear. But you need still the same key. So the article says that if you didn't answer amen, then you're not yotze for sure, it's not the same key. And even if you did, then it's a sucker. So one guy is a chayla, and the other guy is a yerde hayam. But this could happen. So when they do it, so this is a second reason why not to do what they do in the shul, in these shuls. First is maybe it's a question of me'asara. And secondly, it's what? It's not a me'asara. And what's the second issue? That maybe the person who's saying it is a yerzeh hayam, and the other guy is a cholish and israfik. Usually they say it when people are all coming back from Eretz Yisrael or coming to it, you know, so it's usually the same chiyuv. But
whatever example, Baris nowadays, is that happening?
One second. And then a lot of times, it's a whole question because people sometimes, we will discuss this years ago, people have done it last. There's a question of, but people sometimes don't forget to answer amen. Sometimes they forget to go. You know? Why? If they're so into Mishak Malka, they forget to answer amen.
Right.
So this Misha,
I remember I was like in 81, starting this year.
He quotes the suffix of the Orim Gedolim. He says maybe so he wants to say maybe it's taller than the Hakira by Shomei at the owner. According to the Fitzad, the Ein Chaveira Motsiyu Rak the Mavarak the Shmiyoso the Shmiyoso Mamshich HaDibor Shal Chaveira Elon Rabbi Yosef, the Ha'af Shachaver Mavarach Al Dovah Shona Al Gamre. Well, there came a Shabbos Habrach Al Mishdan Al Kulam. There's a Shavar Al Inyan Acher. And instead, Shomei Oto Al Nusa Shetzarach Al Shmo. Malik Shavar Al Dovah Al Inyan Acher. Am Al Sad. So if it's the pshat is that what? if you're saying, so then you say. Yes. But if it's what, that he's being motzi you, it's not like you're saying. So maybe in Kenan, Baruch Hu Rach, also should be Baruch Hu Rach, but if he's not Kenan, the Chaver of Baruch Hu Rach, it was a different here. So if it's like he's saying, but if it's, he's just being motzi you, it's not like he's saying, so, but if your chiv is a different chiv, then not. But then he says, even if he's considered saying, maybe you could say, the ish tonight, the bracha came mechui bedogar, but the ish tonight, the mechui bedogar, lo chala la bracha, chalos bracha. Remember, the bracha is gomer, who al ney bechad, ain't also a bracha is gomer, who al ney tachet. So, right, so this is not so pasha. If it's a different ace, then it's a different... So therefore, l'chor, you should be... I could hear both studies. I could hear, you know, the mice, it's the same bracha. It's the same nusach. So I have to say this nusach bracha. So... Right, but the pasha, but there's, it's hard to say that you're not yotze, even if you did answer amen. Yeah, so you have a lot of tzadim here. So I would say the best thing is everyone should make, even though you might be forfeiting Rovam Hadus Melech, but you're not. Yeah, but you might not be yotze at all. No, because everyone's making their own bracha. Rovam Hadus Melech, one person. No, but there's a din of Rovam Hadus Melech that when five people are doing a mitzvah together, says the Shulchan Aruch, Chamisha Nisatim B'talis V'vasacha. So you shouldn't have everyone make their own bracha. One person should make for everybody. Okay, so this is a very fundamental question. So that's why I think the best thing after learning all these in Yadim is what? That everyone should make their own bracha. What about the Sefer Pri Haaretz? Yisrael Meir Mizrahi. Oh, Simon, these are your people. How many Mizrahis are in your shul? There are probably more Mizrahis than there are Shochets. Probably every second person is Mizrahi. Oh, that's my people. Turkey. That's where we're from. Istanbul. That's my grandparents. One of my grandparents from Istanbul. Kushta.
The first one was in
Izmir. Palm Springs? Not Palm Springs. what about the sea level there? It's also Shiloh. Rabbi Bobby told me once that I asked him once about the Shiloh, about making Birkas HaGomel at night. Is a big shayla. True, it's Chasam Sofer about that because it's B'mokum Korban, so maybe you can't bring a Korban B'laila. But he remembers once of this, the Rosh Hashiva, he always refers to Rosh Hashiva, Rav Aaron Kotler, that he came back, I think, from Miami. It was the night, and he made a Birkas HaGomel at night in the yeshiva. Well? Right. Yeah. Right.
Don't you wait for a second
for Avia? For Shaila, maybe not because of the Dalt Vichim Hodos. Mishnah Tchai Barbasim Ke'echa Ke'on Shehalach Bamidbar Misham Yorad Liyam Agadol V'Halach. So it was this guy, he went to the Midbar, and from the Midbar he went into the Yam, and then he got sick on the boat, and then he was taken in captivity on the boat. You hear? He went to the Midbar, and then he went on a boat, and on the boat he was taken in captivity, and then he got sick. So he had all four. So he says, where we saw, right. So he says, L'chara, hayanir li shetarach levarach dalet brachas. What do you think? Okay. Right. It makes it more exciting. Prioris, yeah. This is it. I would think it's all. Well, maybe it's totally on the child of the Orim Gdolim, because if you're making one bracha, if you hold, you can't be motzi somebody who would experience one thing. You can't be motzi him with the other. So maybe yourself also, you can't be motzi. You hear what I'm saying? So he says, Hamuram, Mizesh Kol Gedolei Hamuram Horush Amisha Nasa Lo Neis B'Shnei Mekomosh. Tov B'Nishchai V'Arbosim Ki Echad Lo Mifter Bracha Echad Tzarech L'Varach Dal Brachas. But then he says that maybe not. Maybe since they all came at once. Then he quotes a story from the Maritat on page 16 in the left top. Ivrit, the Besmarzu Batasi Reisi, the Maritat. The Cholachu, the Zeshachasa Betruva, the Maisish Misha Bolo Ganovim Balaila. He says, the robbers came into his house at night in the Balia, in the attic. The Chadku, the Shalu. They strangled him, and then they looted the house. Buzzer or so. Yes, I mean, well, Kasha Ruko, I love. Sark Lavar, Bacholam, Yom, Alanesha, so, lo, Midi, Aloso. When they became a Shu, Dar, Bachatsa, Lamate, and Sark Lavar, Rishi, Sark Lavar, Makum Shanasa, no Nase. Katani, Makum, Lomikri, Ella, Makum, Yuchan. Does he have to go, when he says Baruch Shasa Meis B'Mokam Hazeh, does it have to be when he's in the attic? Or is it enough when he's downstairs? But then he says that you should only make one bracha. Says, by Kisei Hadam, if you shochet mea bekayas, you do one kisei, you make one bracha. And then in the Sefer Kol Ben Levi. Let's see this Sefer. Kol Ben Levi. Misha Yachavush Shanim Oshlosha Pa'amim. he was taken to captivity two or three times. He bar the bruch al kol pam upam. All the Quran is chayiv b'chol yitzia. Let's say sodal otzalosu. Okay, kol atzal otzal chiyuv b'ape afshe. Odilma afal gav den chatchil b'chiyuv ayer b'atzal yishon al hodos. Kol mokav hoel v'itchi migarme. Those really he should make every time it happens, but if he didn't, the question is, should he make, does he have a chiyuv to make four brachas now? It happened four times, but he didn't make any. Or should he just make brach one? Pashas is, he should have made it as it happens, but if in the end it didn't he forgot about it, then he should have a car. Pashas, he should make one and have all the things in mind. That's what he writes here. But say he didn't, so he's not going to... two birkas. Say everyone, listen, I have two birkas of gobbles I want to make. So the question about the person who had multiple multiple tsaras, whether he should make, this is a different question.
Mike said someone knows he's not going to be in that shul.
Yeah. Well, those are the 2 days, right?
2 days.
So certainly the chatchila, right, to do asara.
Right.
Yeah. But after you see all this, v'chara, the pashtus is everyone should make their own bracha, and you shouldn't try to be motzi somebody. Being motzi has shayvas, even though, as Yehuda said before, Shulchan Aruch says you could, but the question is, you can say the Shulchan Aruch is like Rav Avadi was discussing, maybe he's talking about the Sara, or he's talking about you know the person, or stuff like that.
Even he was asking at the end of the day, if he can get
Right.
So it's really the whole play up.
Is it 2 years old? Okay, very good. Okay, so Rabosai, tomorrow we'll continue with Hayom Machaneh HaKadosh. This week we'll be doing that. Next week, then the week after, well, Sunday will be Haggadah, Shomei Chol and Haggadah, and then we'll be the whole thing for the Rosh Hashanah. You know, okay. Go ahead.